Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBSRadio.com with Ron Amatron. We're on Station 1 this evening, and we are going back to our Clearing Profile Wednesdays. And so tonight we are going to discuss a few different clearings to do with our blood, different ways that we can clear and clean and bring light, more light energy into our blood and to clear out darkness. So I guess, Ron, before we jump into our topic tonight, probably everybody is looking forward to having the light being activated. So do you want to come on and start things off with that?
Okay, here we go, everybody. So bring up the light being on your monitor screen, either on the Creation Lightship website or BBS. And it's very interesting to watch it change. So if you haven't really looked at it that close, you can actually watch the light being become more three-dimensional. So here we go, everybody. Bringing up the energy for the light being. We're going to bring the males in tonight. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So if you have any questions, do send those over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And for as long as we can through the show with what we're covering, we're going to try and stay on the topic of blood. And if we run out of information, then we'll go to general questions. But we'll stick with that initially. So the first clearing that we're going to talk about is a barcode clearing. And in case there's anybody newer listening tonight, Ron's website through which you can do all the clearings that we'll be talking about tonight is creationlightship.com, creationlightship.com. So this first clearing that we're going to talk about is called the Alien Blood Barcode Removal. And many of you are familiar with all the different kinds of barcodes that we have on us. So this one is in our blood. So it has, let's see, 7 steps to go through. And so, Ron, I'll just start talking about the different steps, and then I'll hand it over to you, and you can do a little sample of each step and tell us a bit more about what's going on. So step number one. Once you've gone through and purchased this and you've got your codes and you're into the page and you put your name in the section there at the top, step number one is alien blood parasites. So what is an alien blood parasite?
Boy, that's one of those critters here. So let's see if we can help people out here listening. Here we go. Let's do a little clearing. We can pull something out of your blood. And here we go. Oh, I'm yawning before I get started.
Wow.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow, okay. See if we get any comments from people. Quite interesting to see how they're feeling.
Yeah, so if you'd like to type those into the fast chat, I'll take your short comments there. If you have longer ones, send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll read as many of those out as I can. So that's step number one, getting the parasites out of us that are specifically in our blood. So just like with all the other invisible parasitic alien life forms that we have in us, they have waste products. And so step number two in this barcode clearing is alien blood waste product, Ron. So do you want to do a sample of, I don't know what kind of critters you found there that were causing you to yawn, but... Let's see.
Okay, here we go. Waste products here of what was in your blood. Little sample here. So one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. And just by the way, each of these steps so far, they're set at, the timer is set at 60 minutes. And as with pretty much all the clearings that Ron has on his website, we can change that if we feel we would like a little bit more. I usually don't know when I'm doing clearings if I need more, and I sort of generally, as a rule of thumb, I do add a bit more time just in case. So we can do it for the preset time, or we can redo it if we're wondering if we need more, if or for those of you that can sense you need more. Okay, so the next step, step number three, is called alien blood odd harmonic. So what does that mean, Ron?
The aliens work with odd harmonics with whatever they do. Remember, the light is all... it just flows evenly. It's all synchronistic, sort of. Everything kind of blends. And there's no opposition. So when you get into mind energy, then all of a sudden you have opposition, which is why you're not in peace any longer. Looking for the other element of the duality, the opposite of what you have, to seek a balance. But basically, it's odd harmonics that you're looking at. Let's do a clearing here for odd harmonics. Here we go. One, two, three, oh boy, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Buddy is saying, I think probably it was the first sample you did, either the first or the second, the removal of the blood parasites, or either that or the waste products. Buddy says he's feeling like a breeze went through his body. So that sounds rather nice. So, okay, so we just did step number three, alien blood harmonics. Okay, so now we get to the barcode itself. The alien blood barcode is step number seven. So maybe we can back up just a little, Ron, and you can describe what exactly a barcode is. Probably most of the listeners are familiar with them, and there are a lot of different kinds of barcodes that we take off. But for anybody who doesn't know what a barcode is, maybe you can just describe those and how they affect us.
The barcode is the way the aliens track you. So it could be, in a sense, but it's not, but it could be like a implant. But a barcode is put into you for tracking, to keep you behaving the way the aliens want you to behave. And it also can bring in adverse effects to you, like the death barcode, where they want to get you out of here. And that barcode is detrimental to your health. So the barcodes are put in by the aliens to keep tabs on you. That's basically what they're for. And that's normally put on typically at your birth, unless for some reason you happen to have some added to you because the aliens want to love you to death. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I don't know how you would do a sample for this, but maybe for the people listening tonight, Ron, can you hold the barcode off for a few minutes, and then we can tell whether we need to do this clearing or not, if we haven't done it already, and get this barcode off our blood.
Okay, yeah, I can try that here. So here we go. We'll do it for 2 minutes, so let's count to five. Hold the space here. So here we go. One, two, three, oh man, four, and five. So Carrie, let's do, maybe you could play your violin or something for 2 minutes here. Do a tap dance.
Yeah, we'll lose all the listeners. Okay, so let's see. Now, while we're waiting for, I'd love you guys. I mean, Ron said, "Oh boy," and yawned. So I'm assuming there are quite a few people who need the clearing. So while we're in this paused moment, and I'll sort of jabber away here, maybe some of you can write down if you felt that, if you feel something being removed right now while Ron is holding this barcode off us for a couple of minutes. We're still on step four, alien blood barcode, so this is being held off us. The clearing is set for 60 minutes. I think, would want to do this for a couple of hours just in case, because our blood is so important to our life. So I would personally want to make sure this barcode got off me. So I'm just refreshing the fast chat, Ron, to see if there's any comments yet. I'm not seeing any yet. So let's move on to step number five, which is spirit integration. So once with any of these clearings, when something's been removed from us, we need to have our spirit fill that space that was previously held by something from darkness. So could we have a sample of the spirit integration, Ron?
Yeah, so here we go. I'm going to bring more of you to yourself here, inside your body. You could be partly outside of your body. You could be crooked, sideways. And that will prevent you from integrating with your body. So here we go. I'm going to take everybody out of their body briefly and put you back in properly. So going out and in. There we go. And we'll have your spirit now connect more fully with the areas that we have cleared so far. And we're yet to get rid of the residue, the piece of judgment that's stored in you in order for your spirit to be fully with you in those locations. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that's your spirit infusion. So just see, maybe your body is heating up a little bit more. Feel a little more awake. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
I'll just take that barcode and put it back the way it was here, because I can't hold it. So here we go. Barcode can be put back into place. One, two, three, four, and five. This is just too much to keep it off people for more than a couple of minutes. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we do have a few comments. Jerry says, "I feel that barcode was a bit heavy." And Marianne is saying, "Yes, I still feel it, even though I've done several clearings that are related." Jerry is saying, "I feel lighter in my body." Looks like some people, I guess, do need to have it. And if you're feeling it, Ron, then you're probably holding a bunch of these off us. So Ron just did spirit integration then after the alien barcode. So step number six, is something that Ron does in various other venues and often at some point in the Sunday intensive, which is the amber blood infusion. And it's step number six here on this clearing, the alien blood barcode removal clearing. And it says this step is optional. It's not required, at least 360 minutes or 6 hours long. So it's a nice, long, gentle infusion into our blood of this amber blood energy. Can you describe what that is, Ron, the amber blood? You talk about it, or you do it for us, samples of it frequently, but right here we have a six-hour section for receiving it on this clearing. So what is the amber blood?
Yeah, it's a special energy in the blood that has, you know, really, really wonderful light energy. So I'll just do a quick sample of that here. It'll last throughout this program tonight here. Here's an amber blood infusion. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Marianne is adding that her body is heating up, and Jerry says, feels more alive, Ron. And Janice is wondering, would this blood barcode be in your spleen? And, of course, our spleens store a lot of kind of extra backup. I don't know if it's red. Is it red blood cells or white blood cells? I don't know. It's very involved in the blood system in our body. So Janice is wondering.
Let's do a spleen clearing here. So
okay, great.
More lighter to people's spleen. So here we go. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Carrie. Did we get for comments on that one?
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so amber blood infusion, that was step number six. And then if you do that, and hopefully everybody would. The next step is a little bit more spirit integration to go with the amber blood infusion. So do you want to just do a little bit extra of that for us, Ron?
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go, Carrie.
Okay, Jerry's yawning on that one. Jerry's also commenting that the clearings work better with the satellite timeline crash too, so that might be interesting to do that in conjunction with this one. I guess for all of them that would be the case. So, okay, so that's the, so we've just reviewed the alien blood barcode removal. So a lot of stuff on there, not just the barcode. We're getting the parasites out, their waste products out, the odd harmonics out of our blood, and a nice big long amber blood infusion, and then spirit integration. So, the next one that we are going to talk about tonight to do with our blood is in the blood and circulatory system clearing. So, this is a clearing that you can get either on its own or within the body jumpstart package that Ron put together, golly jeepers, I don't know, a year and a half ago maybe? I'm not really sure, a long time ago. So, that's the one where there are five different clearings. And the blood and circulatory system is one of those clearings. So within that also comes the muscular system, the nervous system, bone and skeletal system, and the lymphatic system. So part one is circulatory system. So there are four steps in this one, and it looks like each step is set at 3 hours, 180 minutes. And again, you can adjust that to longer if you need to. So the first step is alien implants and obstructions removal for the system and blood. So, Ron, you did a sample earlier on the previous clearing of the parasites in our blood and their waste products. So this one covers alien implants. So, are you up for a sample of that?
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go.
Just find little ones.
So, one, two, oh, boy, three.
Yeah, I'm feeling this one.
Four. Everybody else probably is, too. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, I what I'm feeling on that one is very light tingling. It's actually in the skin, it almost feels like, of my both the back of both of my hands and my forearms. That's where I'm feeling that one. That's interesting. Okay. So that was alien implants and obstructions, step one in the blood and circulatory system. This is a very extensive clearing. For any of you who haven't done it, it covers a lot of stuff, and blood is just a portion of it. So step two is golden hot light infusion for 3 hours, and step three is golden blood light infusion. Now, golden blood, I think, Ron, we were discussing earlier, that's the same as the amber blood that we had in the previous one in the barcode removal clearing, right?
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And then, so step four is spirit integration. That's just set at 1 hour. So can you do a sample of that for the areas where the implants that you just took out, the space that they have left?
Yeah, let's do that here. So here we go. Integration there of your spirit energy, so stronger, 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 stronger. Oh dear, stronger, 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 and stronger. All right. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So that's the second one, second clearing for tonight. The blood and circulatory system. So we just went through a portion of that clearing. It's got a lot more pieces to it, as I mentioned. So we just talked about how we can use that to clear our blood. Marcy is asking if there's an unlimited version of the body jumpstart, which includes this blood clearing. And Marcy, no, there isn't an unlimited version. There's a when you buy that one, which has 5 different clearings, it's good for 3 months. So that's the answer to that question. Now, another clearing that Ron has on his website that is free is the, I just wanted to read out, there are a few people who have, we've got people yawning from the spleen clearing. Ron, you are asking comments. Feels warm inside where the spleen must be. And then, was there another one? Oh, yeah, Janice as well is yawning from the spleen clearing. So I guess that was good for everybody. So the next one for our blood is the alien oxygen code removal clearing, which is up there on the left, creationlightship.com, in the sample clearing section, which is the free clearing. So when you click on that and get into the page, you put your name in, and step number one is Lightship Healing Oxygen. So it says you may select up to 3 different color oxygens to blend at one time. And then please experience 1 color at a time before blending all 3 of them together. So there's a drop-down box. And let's see, it's got pink, yellow, red, blue, orange, brown, green, purple, violet, white, black, clear, gold, silver. And then if there's a color on there that you want that you don't see, there's a little custom box. So let's see. Let's pick orange here. Ron, would you like to do a sample of the orange alien oxygen code removal?
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good one to do. Here we go, orange. I'll write this down, everybody, because each one will have a different effect. So this is the orange. So here we go. One, two, three, four. Oh, boy, 5, 6, 7, again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how that one's feeling. Let's do another color here. Let's do green. Go, everybody. So kind of take notes how you're feeling. And here is the green. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do one more color. So again, take notes of how this is affecting you. And we're going to do blue. Here we go. This is probably one of the more maybe interesting, one of the more, just the word would be fun in a sense. I don't know what other word to use, but it's just something that's very light and just a lot of, fun to do, basically, because it's energy is just so peaceful as it comes in. So here we go. Blue energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, there we go. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and there is a little bit of text on this clearing, and it just basically says that the oxygen, oxygen on this planet has alien codes in it, and the codes can cause your energy levels to drop, and it might affect your memory. So this clearing will remove the harmful effects of breathing the current Earth oxygen. So if you're feeling groggy, depressed, a little funky, this clearing will help. It's probably a really good one to run, actually, if you're trying to be very focused and get some work done too. And I just want to add that everything that we've talked about, we're on a third clearing tonight that we're talking about, you can do for your pets too, right, Ron? We can do all of these for our pets. Or maybe I should ask you, do our pets have an alien blood barcode? Do we need to remove that from them, or is that just we lucky people?
They probably don't.
Okay.
If you're interested in, you know, and you're doing it for yourself, you could always send me an email. Give me your pet's name. We'll just do a quick check and see. I would need that email in order to figure that one out, but I would say normally not. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
Although if you happen to have a condition, the pet or animal can at times take it on, fortunately, and, you know, take on what you're dealing with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it could probably get it from you on a clear them out. So if you have a problem with something that's maybe a major situation, then, you know, by all means, well, if you have an animal or a pet, you may choose to have it cleared also. You could be taking on the energies that trying to get rid of or you got rid of. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the timer on this one is just set at 10 minutes. So, you know, you can swap that up to whatever you like. I think probably we'd all like to have more than 10 minutes of that lovely oxygen and going into our lungs. And then there is spirit integration on this one. I don't know if you want to do a little sample of that, Ron, for what you just did for us.
Sure, we can do that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there you go, Carrie.
Okay. All right. So I'm just looking at comments. Just going back to the, what did we do where my hands were tingling? I think it was, it was when you were taking the implants out on the blood and circulatory system clearing. We've got a few other people, Sue and Marianne, saying that they felt that same thing on the back of their hands, too, and Jerry felt tingling in my back. Thanks for going slow, says Jerry. So the alien, the one that we just did was the alien oxygen code removal. So we're taking a code out of what we're breathing and putting light codes into the air that we're breathing. And, of course, that oxygen goes into our blood and around our bodies. So that would be a nice one, really, to have up all the time. And that is free on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Okie dokie. So the next one that we're going to talk about, which we can whip through pretty quickly, is there is a generational blood clearing. Now, Ron, all your 7 generational clearings go in groups of 7, and they all kind of follow the same format. So maybe you can explain to us why we might need to have a generational one, because this is going to, of course, go back into our ancestral DNA. So what will that clearing do for us?
Well, all the 7 generational clearings will go back further in your genetic line. So if you have a condition, let's start over again. The only reason why I put the 7 generational clearings up, some people said, gee, Ron, I did this clearing and it helped me out, and I think I only got rid of about 80% of it. Or they'll talk to me and say, yeah, Ron, this clearing worked, but, you know, I have a problem. And I go, well, did your parents have this problem? Oh, yeah, my dad had it, you know. He had that crooked finger. I got a crooked finger. I go, well, did your grandfather have a crooked finger? Oh, yeah, he had a crooked finger, too. And, you know, you go, oh, well, this crooked finger problem that you're dealing with is 7 generational. Go, oh, okay. So then, you know, to make it very simple here. So if they had it, you got it. Sometimes things don't recycle that way. So situations that, are really deep inside of you and it starts to happen through each generation means that it's a major issue in your life and in their life. And that's the reason why you want to do a 7 generational clearing. I had one person who had a situation a long time ago. I would say when I first started doing the clearings, put that one up, and they said, Ron, you know, I have this problem, and I did all of them. I went back to the get-go. Whatever you had online, I kept doing it and doing it. They go, what was really strange is that doing the first 7 generational one, and it added a little bit, and they kept going back, and when they got to the very, maybe the third generation before it ended, you know, that's going back quite a long ways, all of a sudden they felt all the energy shift. So it happened that far back. And their issue, like, vanished. So that's what can happen to some people. So if you have an issue that you can't get rid of, you know, and you tried everything and did clearings and, you know, it seems to work, but it just doesn't feel like it got it, then you want to go into the 7 generational ones. And for most people, the first part would be all that you have to do. It may only just be very recent. But from there on, if it doesn't, then, you know, do as many as you would like to do there and can do, because it could go back quite a long ways. Not even know that it's there until you actually encounter a situation, not knowing what it exactly is. Because when you go back, you know, all that ways, well, just say that it's your, on your 20th a clearing of the seven generations, and all of a sudden you have a problem. Maybe your jaw is out of alignment a little bit, and you have a problem. Oh, maybe closing your mouth, and all of a sudden you get to number 20, and you do that one, and all of a sudden your whole jaw changes, as you had a situation there that running your DNA, making your jaw a little bit, you know, crooked or something. And you do that, and all of a sudden, instantly, it's gone. That's what can happen. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Just looking to see if there are any other comments. It looks like the blue oxygen that you did, Ron, people were feeling that in their heads and foreheads, it looks like. Janice is saying that she's noticing that her clothes don't smell fresh anymore when she hangs them outside to dry. Mine don't either, Janice. I know exactly what you mean. So maybe that's a little to do with this alien oxygen codes that we are all surrounded by. Somebody was asking, you mentioned pets. I'm trying to find the question. I just had it, and it has... Oh, yes, here we go. Sue says she has food allergies that her pet has as well. So she's wondering what clearings to do for that. I'm just thinking, if this is a situation where the pet has taken on the food allergies for Sue, it might be a cording disconnection that's needed. Although I would imagine that cord's just going to get whopped back in place either by Sue or the pet. That would be a very, very difficult cord to keep broken, you know, from connecting. So what do you suggest for that, Ron? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, let's do a quick clearing here. So what I'm going to do is first clear your pet. So if anybody else has a pet, then we'll see what happens here. Here we go. So, and I think what else we can do if you don't have a pet. Well, people who have pets will take away the energy. So, once you ought to think of a situation that you're dealing with, maybe your pet has it too. So, here we go. Release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that one's released. That's from your pet. Pet to you. How you feel. Everything kind of bounces back and forth. You feel more space. Does your pet look different to you? Now what I'll do is clear you out, which could be affecting your pet both ways. So 1, due to the pet. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what happens there.
Thank you. Okay, so Cindy's mentioning, and this is referring back to the seven generational topic, and people with the same DNA having the same thing going on in their body. Cindy says, my dad and brother have moles in the same place on their face. Well, no, I'm just saying face. She didn't say that. I don't know why I said that. But they've got moles in the same spot, she says. That's funny. I bet that's pretty common. So, okay, let's have a look. What's the time here? 20 till 8. All right, so the other, I think that's, so we've done the oxygen clearing. So the other one, Ron, that we were going to talk about for cleaning out our blood is the clearing that you put up, gosh, maybe 9 months ago, maybe a year, which is the nanotechnology clearing. So this is one that was put up when Ron found that we had those little time-activated nanoparticles throughout our bodies, which would include our blood, And the format of that clearing was laid out just like the 2,000-year barcode of darkness. It went back century by century, although the first 200 years from now, going back 200, I think was in decades. So this was to clear out this nanotechnology or nanoparticles that we have been ingesting, inhaling into our bodies for years and years and years and years, including our DNA from our ancestors, to get that out of us. So, Ron, do you want to do a sample of that? I imagine most of the listeners did this clearing last year because I know part two of that was going to activate it, we thought was going to go down toward the end of 2012. So maybe you'd like to do a sample, and if anybody didn't do that clearing or needs to do a little top-up, we can find out.
Okay, here we go. So, everybody, one, this is a nano clearing, so you may feel even things move inside of your body, possibly. This thing does work with the critters that are new. Get those from the atmosphere, maybe from breathing, or from the past, and they get activated in you, like a maybe an implant, or just something that gets awakened, causing you problems. So here we go. I'm going to release something that got activated in you in the last month. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, and 10. Okay. Boy, so I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Did that feel heavy to you, or was that okay? I'm just wondering how many people need to do this.
It didn't feel too bad, but it does feel a little heavy, yes.
Okay. All right. So if you haven't done that clearing, that is one that we really do all need to do. And if you have done it, we probably need a little top-up. I know I haven't run that in a while, so that's a good reminder. And then also, we have a reminder in the fast chat for all of these online clearings to not forget to do the New Earth Transport clearing. That's the one where we transfer over the parts of us that get recovered from the darkness during any of these clearings, and they get bilocated over to the new Earth that the lightship set up to hold our recovered parts safely. And Cindy has typed in the username and password for that. So do remember to do that. Keep track of all the clearings that you do online and transfer those over. You just need to put the name of them in. I think it takes 1 minute per clearing. And any of these samples on the radio with Ron live or on any of the conference calls or the monthly intensives, you don't have to worry about transferring those. You're automatically getting transferred by Ron while he's doing the clearings. So that last one, the nano one, the correct name for that, excuse me, is the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. So that's just about it on the blood with the clearings that we thought we would talk about tonight. The only other one that we haven't mentioned, Ron, is possibly water charging, drinking the water. The Creation Lightship light code activated water could also help clear our blood. And if you're living with any serious disease or condition, you probably would also want to do your death barcodes. So Ron has another show coming up at the top of the hour, so we're going to wrap up for this evening a little early. If you are not familiar with where to go for that, just go to creationlightship.com, and up on the home page, over on the right, just scroll down just a tiny little ways, and you'll see the radio icons, and click on that, and that'll take you to the next show. So is there anything else you want to add, Ron, before we sign off?
Oh, that's good. We got our special call coming up on Sunday again. Some of the critters, so, or inside you, if you're interested, lean better, get on the call. So we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night.
See you later. That next program is Friday, same time, same, nope, we're on station two on Fridays. Thank you, everyone. Same time, though.